Hey, good morning, and welcome to Real Estate and Other Stuff, sometimes a lot of other stuff, on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM, and on Facebook Live. I'm your friend of the real estate business, Taylor Williams Moniz, is obviously probably the best real estate attorney on the planet.
That's nice.
And she can like juggle many things. And I got to tell
all
you something.
All the things. All the juggling.
You impress the heck out of me.
Thank you. That's nice.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
I have a lot going on right now. I won't
you
lie.
You think?
Yeah, it's one of those times. Cow. I'm like, oh man, I'm real tired.
It's absolutely amazing.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have Patrick here too, our
hi,
illegitimate
everybody.
Son. Yes. Hi. Hi.
How's it going, pal? I am your illegitimate son.
Yeah. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How
great.
Are you guys?
Good. Did you get anything for me for Father's Day?
Hey, Taylor.
Don't look at me.
What?
I'm not involved. No. Nope.
You know what's funny is
we did not. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you turn me? I can't hear myself.
Let's turn you.
I can hear you, and that's the most
better.
Important
that's
thing.
That's all that matters. Thank
yes.
You.
Wow. Now I can really hear you. Holy
it's
cow!
Like a ray of sunshine.
You know. It's funny. Yeah. You could turn me down a little bit now.
You sound great.
Thank you.
Don't worry, people. We don't figure
yeah,
any of this
no,
out before
none
the
of
show.
It, no. We don't plan this. You no. Kidding? So you know
but
what?
It is Father's Day, though. Really quickly. That's exciting.
Yes, it is. You know what? People. We have a special relationship.
You right, and I?
Me, no, me
oh.
And my kids.
Oh, I was
okay,
like, yeah, we
it's
do.
Father's
are we
Day.
Talking about
oh, yeah,
that?
No, that's
God,
crazy. Yeah, we do. But no, yes. Me and the kids,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
So just to kind of give you an idea, whenever they were growing up, I was saying, look, if you say something and it's funny, it's fair. Okay, that was my. That
that's
was my,
what you told
oh.
Your children.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
Explains
if it's funny,
so much.
If it's funny, it's fair.
Okay.
So what happened was, Chris. Now, Chris, my oldest son, has got two kids. He's got a girl who's 4 and a half and a boy that's a year and a half. And it's McKenna and Koa.
They're the sweetest
and
kids.
And he said...
they are.
He actually texted me this morning saying, I'm sitting here in the living room, and it sounds like either McKenna is stomping in her room or there is a car nearby with a loud subwoofer. Nope, not McKenna or a car, just Koa banging his head into the wall. So
sounds about right, two-year-old boy.
Of course.
Year and a half-year-old boy, yeah, yeah.
Of course, me, I've got to come back and saying, well, if you were my father, I would be banging my head into the wall as well.
Obvious,
you know,
but a good
because,
choice.
Because, you know, if, it's, if it's fair, you know.
Yep,
if,
that's a good choice.
If it's funny,
response.
It's fair, and I thought
yeah,
that was
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of funny.
I laughed.
And so he came back and said, well, thank God I found out that you're not my father. Save me money for a gift this year. And so he doesn't have
he's
to.
He's good. That's
yeah, oh,
good.
Yeah.
He wins that
yep.
one for
and then
sure.
I came back and said, well, look, if you can find out who he is, he owes me a ton of money. And so, but these are just the little things
I
that we
like
do in the morning.
That. I know. I think that's sweet.
Yeah. And then he texted me something from America's Got Talent, and I watched the video, and it was this 13-year-old girl from Poland who sang this incredible song. And of course, I'm like weeping.
Well, you're a weeper.
And
Phil is a weeper. It's
a
very
major
sweet.
Weeper.
You're a major weeper.
A weeper.
And,
I'm not.
And I said, how dare you send this to me?
Oh, he did it on
before
purpose.
Before the show.
No, well played.
Oh, no, it gets yeah, worse. Yeah. So then he actually says, okay, I figure I know where to go with that. So he actually has his daughter, McKenna, say, hi, Grandpa, I love you so much, and aww. I can't wait to see you again. And I went, oh, you are
you're
such
a jerk. You're a jerk. That's,
yeah,
what, that's what
okay.
you said.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
air, that's
yeah,
what you said.
Yeah. I call him a
for
jerk.
Sweet Patty's
anyway,
ears.
That's yeah, exactly. So that's our, that's what we do. That's what
I love
we do.
That.
He gets crazy.
Greg Agug and I have witty banter like that. I'm sad he won't be home on Sunday for his first Father's Day. We already did Father's Day, though. So he got some gifts from Cameron and me and then the dogs. Aww. And thing one and thing two gave him a gift. So. or the gremlins.
Thing
or,
one and
so
thing
we call
two.
Them thing one and
oh
thing
my
two.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Thing one and thing two, isn't that from
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
The Cat in the Hat.
The Cat in the Hat.
Wow, look at you two.
Well, I read that to my son all the time, so I don't know what your excuse is, but
I was read those as a child.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's his favorite. Yeah. So anyway, so that's so fascinating.
Sad.
So Fabio, I'm
sorry.
Be
home, but it's
I'm
okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Where is he exactly? Do you even know?
I do. He's stationary. Thank the Lord. He's supposed to be in Dallas. So if he's anywhere else, then I'm concerned. But he's in Dallas. He's finishing up his training. We're very proud of him. He has like tests all weekend, and we were talking about some heavy stuff last night. Just with the house and some other things, and he's like, "How can I get my? You know, what can I do?" I'm like, "Don't fail airplane school."
Whatever you do,
he's like, "It's not airplane school." I'm like, "I don't have the capacity to even like." I'm like, "Whatever you're doing, just airplane school." I'm like, just don't fail
okay.
it. Yeah, he's like, "Okay, babe."
Brian, my son, my middle son. It sounds weird. My middle son, Brian, though he
sons,
just
so that's valid.
He just passed his instrument training.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I didn't even know what it was. And he goes, "Yeah, I passed the test." And I went, "Okay." And about 2 days later, I went, "By the way, Brian, we don't know exactly what's going on with you. What? Where are you?" I said, "What did you pass?" And he goes, "My instrument training." And I went, "Oh, that's big.
Yeah, that is.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know what that great. Is? Like, you know what instrument training is when it comes to a pilot?
I mean, like a musical instrument?
I know, right? The cello?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. He knows
that's
how to play
Greg
the drums
does up
now.
There. Yeah.
Oh, really? No,
yeah.
I was right?
No.
Oh. I thought I was actually right.
I love you. I do. I want to come over the.
I
want to come
even,
hug you.
And I hope.
I want to. I want to come over
Greg,
this thing and
Greg
hug you.
Greg said he's listening, so I'm sure he's like dying laughing at this conversation.
Instrument training basically means that if you can't see out the window, you can still fly your plane.
You rely on your instruments.
You go on your instruments.
All the little gadgets.
So if you actually come down, you can't see.
Yeah.
And you land on your instruments.
Yep. Oh, he's a pilot.
Okay, now I don't want to hug you anymore.
No,
that's
fair, because all you said was instrument training.
Oh,
I mean, with the context
yeah. I'm
of...
I'm sorry, yeah, Brian, Brian's going through training to become a pilot. It's true.
Yeah, I know that.
A pilot for Alaska Airlines.
Yeah, that's basically... I said, oh, he's a pilot. He's training for a pilot.
Yes.
I know, he's just surprised you didn't get that much.
Yeah, we thought, because we've talked about
I
him
hear
before.
Instrument, I think the music, the tunes,
no, you know
the
what?
Like.
Hey, that you know works. What, at least Patty's not eating tortilla chips today, right? Like, little victories with this kid.
That was one
and
day,
we will never
randomly
let you
4 months
down.
Ago.
Hey, you know what, I got a question for you, what would you have done? Okay, so I'm walking here, I get to Main Street, and somebody walks up, she walks up and she says, "Hey, can you give me a couple bucks for the train?"
This happens to me every day. On
And I'm okay with that, right? I'm okay with that. So I put the donuts down on top of the trash can and all my notes here for the show. And I open my wallet. The smallest thing I had was a 20.
Okay.
And I went, "I'm sorry, the smallest bill I have is a 20.
You shouldn't have said that. You should have just looked and been like, "I'm so sorry, I don't have any cash."
I didn't know. Yeah, I wanted to give her cash.
I know, but you should have looked in your wallet and then just said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I don't have any cash." And that's it. I keep ones in my car and it on my person like at all times because of that.
I could have gotten back and got her some change, but I felt bad because I said the smallest I have is a 20 and I don't want to give you 20.
Now
I'm
you
sorry.
Just sound like a jerk.
Oh man.
I mean
I'm poor, so I can't afford to give anybody cash, so it's fine.
See? I wish I was
my
that.
Thing is kind of because all the right. ones on the west side that have signs, they're real creative. And so, like, the more creative the sign, I'm like, that's a $3 sign right there. Like, all right.
No, I know.
Someone
you guys on
effort.
The west side, they ask for money, you give them a 20, they go, "Seriously? Okay, come on. Give me something that I could actually buy lunch with."
This last week when I was walking by the liquor store, this guy outside was like, "Can I have, like, $2? I've had a really hard day." I'm like, "$4. And he's like, "Liquor." I'm like, "You're honest."
Four?
That was my initial reaction.
You
I
know
just
what?
Was like, "For what?
For what? What are you going to buy?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just
have you ever actually given food? You have?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then I used to keep dog food in my car because there were a bunch
You're
of them.
You're going
to
give them dog food?
No, because they have dogs. Oh, my Lord.
For the puppers.
This is going way off track. Anyway, so that it was a good, your heart was in the right place.
Yeah,
maybe
telling her
that she wasn't worth 20 American dollars maybe was not like the nicest thing to
now,
say.
Now, when you said American dollars, did you actually then think that she maybe wasn't American? Because I
no,
I'm
I just
sure
that's whenever I talk about cash with Greg, I joke it's American
dollars.
Yeah. Just so we're clear, right? I'd like to be specific. Anyway, what else you got?
Oh my God.
No idea what that is.
You know what?
State. I will miss my homeless people on the west side. Because everything with the house, knock wood, is going really well.
No, I know.
I know. Everyone, yep, thank you.
This is wood, ladies and gentlemen.
This, it's formica, like, but yeah. I'm sure there's some wood underneath somewhere.
It's not. So far so good. We're going over there in a minute to. Well, I was going to measure some stuff, but I lost your tape measure last week, and I forgot my tape measure.
The one that was
today.
In my family for three generations.
Yeah, I'm having a horrible day yesterday, and I called Phil, and we're talking about other things. He's like, "By the way, where's my tape measure?" I'm like, "I gave it back to you." He goes, "No, you didn't." He goes, "You know the annoying thing? That was my great grandfather's."
Yep, great.
And then it was my grand. And I'm like, we got off the phone, and I texted him, and I was like, "You gave me SH about a multi generational tape measure, jerk."
Yep, it was. In fact, it was metric. That's how old it was.
That's why I gave it back to you. I couldn't read it. Yep. Anyway, so it's exciting. Okay. So, you know, if Marla's listening, shout out. Thank you, Marla. It's a process, man. That whole mortgage situation.
It's fun, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
And the nice thing is you get to take care of most of it yourself.
I know. Because
carrying two or three.
I know, because Greg's learning how to play the banjo when he, you know, flies, right, for his own instrument test.
he chose the banjo? You know, that's hard.
I just thought that'd be fun to learn. I used to play the banjo, but we can talk about that in another show. I really did. I really did.
God. Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah, I did. Yep. Anyway, okay, so do you have a quiz or anything for Patty and I?
Yes.
With all that money in your...
Yes.
Wallet?
Oh, that I didn't give the... Oh, man.
I'm good, right?
Oh, man.
I've been up. I've had lots of coffee. Like, I'm here for it today.
She's ready.
Oh, no.
Okay. By the numbers. Oh.
SCB. By the numbers.
He's on it,
Yay!
Too.
Yay.
Yay.
Guess what? Because I do have $100 in my wallet.
Oh, my.
We're going to throw it out there.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to do this.
Yep. Somebody's going to win it.
We will.
And then I've actually got to go in and prove that I actually do have $100.
Gosh, wallet. I hope it's me.
By the numbers. Okay. How many active listings in Santa Clarita as of right now?
Taylor, go first.
Hold. I must think of a number. Well, I remember what it was when I almost got it.
Okay.
And then I remember what it was last week.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me just go over some of the numbers, okay, before. So 9-10 weeks ago, we had 175, something like that.
Right.
Then it went over 200.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we got to a point where, like, I mean, last week, I think it was 414.
It was 412 the week that I lost because I guessed 414.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Not bitter.
That's
right.
Well, no, it doesn't sound it.
So I would think it would be more just based on, you know.
Exciting.
What
this is exciting.
Okay, you want me to go? I will go first.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
say 423.
I'm going to say 445.
Alas, we didn't
have
a winner again.
What was the number?
474.
Oh, I would never
guess
that.
I would have not gotten
yeah,
that.
That's
see,
that's
the only
amazing.
Reason why I put it out there.
Wow. You're such a jerk. I knew you'd lose.
It has to be
exactly
approximate.
Yeah, I think we get like
well,
a plus
either
or minus,
exactly or approximate,
you know?
Yeah.
I would say well, at least within five numbers I would be like close enough.
So that's, but that's great.
Is it?
I hope Greg isn't listening because he's going to be like, wait, let me open the listings and see if we can find something different.
No,
but that is great. Like, it's time. That's good.
Maybe we could do another number. And if you can guess how much I've actually lost in the stock market over the last 30 days, maybe then you could make $100 from me. And it's not pretty. But that's okay.
I look at my brokerage account and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. But see, you're young.
But it's a good thing I'm not touching her for another 20, 25
exactly
years.
Exactly
so
right.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, nurtured
I'll be
little
buried
lady.
And gone by that time.
I'm like, so don't get to zero, little lady. But other than that,
I'm looking at it a little different now, you know, because it's one of those things. Okay. Hey. Guess what?
What?
A new player in town.
Whoa.
I know.
I saw a commercial.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I had so many things to say, and I'm like, Taylor, be nice. Tell us about this commercial that you saw,
Please
Uncle Bill. Tell us.
I saw a commercial for a company called Buy Buy House.
This
I'm going to actually do the commercial for you. You ready? If you want to sell your house fast, then contact Buy Buy House. Any house, any condition, Buy Buy House saves you time, stress, and inconvenience. Boo. We look at your house, we make you a cash offer on the spot.
There are
no agents. No open houses, no fees, no commissions, and no repairs.
I Googled it when you sent me this, so that's pretty good.
After I actually saw it, I threw up and then I wrote it down.
So it's... It's the same thing as, you know, seller's advantage.
Oh, yeah, it's all the same.
She got a job in Taiwan. She starts in 7 days. You know, sell your house to Open Door. Ah.
She got a job.
Well, that's literally what that's what the commercial says.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like in an elevator freaking out because she has to sell her house and move to Taiwan. But she sold her house to Open Door, so she's like super chill in that elevator.
She's so happy that she lost $50,000.
I know.
That's awesome.
No, the problem is they show a picture of a house that looks like yours, and then they're like, she sold it for, you know, $412,000. And I'm like, you got ripped off.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
I'm like, where do you live?
And then I love that at the end of it, they show a house.
Bye-bye house.
The picture of a house of a dilapidated building that's completely falling down. They're like, hey, yeah, sell it.
The idea is fine. I mean, we don't agree with it, but I get that it's within line with these other companies. But the name. Like when Phil told me this, I'm like, when Cameron takes a bath, at the end of his bath, we hit the drain and we go, bye-bye, water. Bye-bye, water. And he does his little. And so I'm like thinking of myself, bye-bye, house. Have you ever seen the movie Up?
Yeah.
The house flip. Bye-bye, house.
Okay,
yeah.
See ya.
My brain is, I'm probably not the right person to ask because I have a 10-month-old, but I just don't dig on the name.
Cameron's crazy cute.
He's really cute.
He is so
cute. I look at him and I'm like, I made that?
Yeah, I'm wondering, looking. Seriously? I know. No, I'm not saying.
I can confirm. He looks like Greg. He came out of me,
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So cute.
He's a cute guy.
But here's an interesting thing.
Okay.
So your Open Door, your bye-bye house, your seller's advantage.
He's my favorite. This is so-and-so, seller's advantage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, you need a haircut. But what about them?
He doesn't need a haircut. He needs Bosley. Okay, okay. But
it's, he's not well kept, you will.
No, he's not.
Anyway, what were you going to say before I interrupted you?
But here's the interesting thing.
It's not a good idea.
Open Door, OfferPad, all of these people, they're in for a rough road.
I know.
And it's simply because they make their money on taking advantage of, my opinion, taking advantage
disclaimer.
Of people who do not want to do an open house. They, you know, the stress of an open house. You know, an open house isn't stressful, right? Actually tell my clients, look, I'm going to an open house this weekend. Can you just make yourself gone? And they go, absolutely, right? And they leave.
Right.
How stressful is that? Right? They cleaned up their house. They did it.
Whenever you say open house, I'm going to think of that turtle house that we went to with all the turtles and the animals and stuff.
Yeah.
But think about it. And during the pandemic, when legally there was a period of time in which you could not do an open house, you still found a way around it without selling to seller's advantage.
Yep.
Right? It's just,
and
it's
the
not
other
a good
thing
idea.
Is they're in for a rough road. They're going to. And I'm not going to say they're going to go out of business.
I think it's going to be.
But I got to tell you something.
Dicey here for a
while. They're going to buy some of these things, and the values didn't go up. It came down maybe, at least it kept the same, and you can't make money that way.
The thing that's agreed, and the other thing that scares me that I was going to mention earlier is, yes, there's more listings, but the interest rates are going crazy, and you can't, I mean, every 60 seconds they say the word inflation on any news channel that you watch, and that scares people.
Yep, and then, of course, they have to smack you in the face with recession.
And that's
inflation.
That's a great one.
And
too.
Recession and stagflation and all of those fun words. It makes me not want to turn on the television.
It makes me so thankful that we're having twins and buying a house at the same time because it's just perfect timing. Greg-a-gug.
Good job.
Yeah, his fault.
No. It's actually good.
It's just
know what the saying is. Remember, the saying is you don't wait to buy real estate. You buy real estate and wait. That's just the way it is. So,
Greg and I literally say that to each other all the time. Well, I say it to him and he nods his head, right? I'm like, it's an investment, kid. Like, just turn off the news.
Of course. Yeah,
shut down your Zillow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I do agree that those companies are going to be hanging on by the
They're
going to
have
chin
a problem.
A yeah.
And I will be. That's one of the things about this market right now that I will take the light in. Oh, what?
What?
Yeah, I will.
He's getting grumpy in his retirement.
Oh, thank you for not saying grumpy in his old age, because that's the adage. You know, he's getting grumpy
in
his old age.
Didn't even occur to me.
Oh, that's
nice. I literally was retirement. Oh, so
that's right. Okay, yeah. How about this for numbers?
Okay,
and then we'll take.
Don't
a break.
Make me guess anything anymore.
No.
Okay, good.
No,
I hate these games.
This would be really easy for you to guess. Actually, okay. So the LA City Council just approved a new ballot measure that would create a 4% tax on all sales over $5
million. Yep.
The measure would also create a tax of 5.5% on properties that are sold over $10 million. Think that's going to go through? This is why I think it is. How many?
I don't like to get political, but like my answer has a political thread in it, which is not a very popular opinion. So I'm going to abstain. To say anything about this. But
we'll talk about that at the commercial.
Offline. But why do you think it is going to pass?
I think
because
so.
Because why?
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's going to be voted on by.
Do you think it's a good idea? I thought that's what you were asking me. Do I think it'll go through in the state in which we live? Most likely.
Yeah,
I think it's a good idea? No.
Oh,
I don't. I know.
Yeah.
I did read. I've been up.
You know.
I did reading. I read
you
this
know,
morning.
Because eventually here, you're going to have a house that's going to be worth more than $10 million. You know that. And
I have
know
cute
eventually.
Kids. I'm going to call Gerber immediately and be like, yo, what can I do with these children? Maybe one of them's tall. They can play some kind of sport. I don't know.
Nick can help you. My son, Nick, can help you get an agent and a manager.
That's true. I really like Nick, too.
Yeah.
As long as I can have Barkley.
You know what I... whoa, whoa.
The dog.
Did you see that? She tried to slip that under the door. Mm-hmm.
I do that with Greg Gook, and I'm like, but I told you that. He's like, I didn't hear you. I'm like, it's not my fault.
Okay, guess what?
What?
We have to take a break.
Already?
You would think. We almost talked a little bit about real estate.
Talk about real estate.
Yeah, awesome.
Tell us short,
so when we come back, I promise you, it won't be other stuff. It's actually going to be real estate.
It's going to be. Stay with us.
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, please. I do what I want when I'm one.
What do you want? Okay, hey, guess what? We're back.
That's funny.
Was I going to give you five, or no. Did you want something from here?
Yeah, that was like I was speaking like my son. No, I thought that those were the swooshes.
Oh, no.
They're not. They're just
what
I have, and I forget that you print in ridiculously large font that anyone in the world could read.
You can see it from the moon. Wait a minute. So welcome back. You've got real estate and other stuff. More other stuff than real estate. I'm surprised Chris Kulka hasn't actually texted me and said, get back on track for the real estate stuff. We are on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. It's Taylor. It's Patrick.
I have a shout out. My friend Megan is listening.
Megan!
In the car. And she's so cute. She texts me. She's like, I got in the car and you're there. I'm like, I wasn't lying. I'm on the radio.
I'm on the radio, I swear.
I know. But hi, Megan. Thank you for listening.
See
you
later.
Hello, Megan.
That's hello, exciting. Megan.
I love that. And Greg also had some very colorful commentary to chime in. Hi, babe. I'm glad you're listening.
He wasn't going to pilot school.
He's not airplane school.
Airplane school.
Honestly, that was I'm really in my wit's end with capacity. And so I was like, I don't even know what it is. You're way smarter than I am. Just don't fail whatever you're doing.
Do not fail.
Yeah.
DNF.
He won't. He's like.
Of course.
All of his friends, it's actually really attractive. All of his friends are like, Greg's a really good pilot. Like, if a plane's going down, like, he's the one that, like, I just find that's awesome. Like, he's very good at what he does. It makes
Greg.
Me proud mama. Greg. How do you think I got in this situation?
She thinks you're sexy.
Am I allowed to say
She
that
thinks
word?
You're cute.
I do.
She wants to marry you.
She wants to marry you. All right. Yeah, totally. Now, Chris, you can text us and tell us to. Yeah, we've gone off the rails.
That's from
what
a movie.
What movie is that from?
What movie is that from?
That was from Sandra Bullock in
Miss Congeniality.
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You want to marry me? You want to kiss
you
me? Whatever.
Like.
Yeah. Oh, here, hey, Chris Kulka.
Yeah.
Let's see what she said. Look at the eyes. She gave us the I'm dizzy emoji.
Is that what that is? That's funny. I've never seen that before.
That's awesome.
That's a new one.
Oh my god.
It's a dizzy.
Sorry, Chris. Well, just make sure you're sitting because we don't want you to walk while you're.
Yes, definitely.
We don't want to do that. Okay, so she says, obviously, get back to real estate.
What you got?
And I'm going to actually admit something. Remember, I said I've got to admit something that's messed up. I don't understand some things.
So he said, I'm going to admit that there's something in my business that I don't
understand.
I'm like, can you tell me what it is so I can make sure that I can talk about it? But he did not tell me what it is.
No. Okay, so let's go for the first thing off of Inman. Mortgage rates surge past 6% on fears of Fed tightening.
I love when you go in order, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, I actually.
That's a rarity.
I know. It's so great. I'm like, I don't have to flip through and find it.
Well, actually, as we get a little deeper, and you're going to find that I went sideways a little bit on you. Mortgage rates. Okay, so dramatic inflation reading fuels.
I think if I were a drinking woman, I'd say we need to take a shot every time we say inflation. I'm just tired. tired of that word.
Oh, God.
Anyway, continue. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I would win, by the way.
You would win.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Dramatic inflation reading fuels... fuel speculation that Federal Reserve policymakers will implement drastic 75 basis point interest rate hike Wednesday. This is what I don't understand, and let's just kind of go over it, okay? Okay. Mortgage rates surged above 6% Monday.
Yep.
This is before they did that. These are some of the things I don't understand. They didn't raise the 75 point blah, blah, blah until Wednesday.
The blah, blah,
right?
Blah.
Okay. but they were saying, you know, what's going to happen? So let's just raise interest rates. So they did amid a sell-off in bond markets prompted by worries that worsening inflation will prompt the Federal Reserve to implement a drastic hike when policymakers meet on Wednesday. So they raised the interest rates on Monday.
I know. Marla sent me a frantic email like, hey, we have pretty much everything, but I need these two more things because, you know, it's about to go Mr. Toad's wild ride here. So
did you lie? Yeah. Did you lock?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank. Yeah. I was thinking about that.
Yeah,
I don't
but
want to ask
but we still have to like finish.
No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No. No. That you're gonna be fine there. A Labor Department report released Friday reveals inflation hits 8.6% in May, the highest reading in more than 40 years. Blah blah blah. Raising the prospect that the Fed will implement a 75 point increase in the short term federal funds rate, either this month or next. Okay. So, the Fed approved the first short-term interest rate hike since 2018 in March, raising the federal funds rate by 25 basis points, or one quarter of a percentage point.
There you go.
Now, here's the interesting thing. They raised it before it happened, mm-hmm. and then...
You're saying they, meaning interest rates raised.
Exactly
before
right.
This, okay.
Yep.
This, you know, three quarters of a percentage
right.
Threatened. Okay.
Yeah. And they go into 10-year yield and all of that stuff. And they actually kind of explain it. They say that the optimal blue mortgage market shows rates of 30-year fixed rate have been in a steady upward trend since May 27th at 5.661% on Friday. Rates on a 30-year fixed rate loan were up 39 basis points, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of confusing. Because
it's
then they
boring.
Came out with, it's very boring, yeah. So that's why I'm not going to actually read the whole thing. Okay. In fact, throw that away. Could mortgage rates fall?
Yeah.
This is the next thing.
Yeah.
And this came out the same day that they raised the rates. Could mortgage rates fall? Agents react to biggest rate hike in 28 years. Reaction to a rate hike was mixed on Wednesday as real estate agents noted that they saw clear signs of a transitioning market. Economists say mortgage rates could actually dip. Doesn't it kind of make your head spin?
I mean, did they put a time limit on this in this article?
Well, it says real estate agents feel further interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve will accelerate. Get off of here. Accelerate a transitioning market in which they are seeing homes take longer to sell, less competition, and in some cases, price reductions.
I know, but I'm just saying the whole article is kind of non-committal. Like, is it going to fall in 30 days? Is it going to fall by this time next year?
Is it going to fall this week?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I don't understand.
Okay.
And that's why my head spins. Mortgage rates are closely tied to the 10-year Treasury yield, with mortgage rates lately running about 2.5% percentage points higher than the 10-year yield. The 10-year yield eased slightly to 3.4% Wednesday, indicating that mortgage rates may not continue climbing in the near term, which would be a great thing. We need. They're just stabbing us in the heart, trying to slow this train down.
Yep.
And I'm getting it. I mean, you know, I always thought that the unemployment rate. I always thought, you know, the lower the better. That's great. Everybody can get to work, and everything's terrific. But that's not the case. The problem with
he's doing a deep dive here, people.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
The problem with
the unemployment rate is the more people that have jobs, people are actually now saying, you know what, I can quit this one and go across the street and get more money. And that's killing us when it comes to inflation, right? And so I was thinking, well, that's a great thing. But instead... I mean, am I crazy in saying we need a higher unemployment rate so that people are happy to go to work for a certain amount of money instead of saying, hey, you know what? Screw you. I'm making $10 more an hour if I go across the street.
It's kind of like your conversation with the homeless woman. Like, you mean well, but I wouldn't package it as you just said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. But so, no, you're not crazy, but – that's not how I would sell it, but you're not crazy.
But, you know, and here's the sad part is I'm supposed to know all of this stuff.
No one knows all of this.
Very confusing to me.
No one knows all of this. You're supposed to give, you know, your best prediction based on your past experience, but you don't have a crystal ball. So give yourself some grace, my dear. Yeah. No one is supposed to know all of this.
And I think, and you know, obviously we have people like Marla Ferris and stuff like that to kind of help explain it to us. But it's one of those things. It's like it's a tough thing to make sense of all of this stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay, how about this Zillow? My favorite Zillow.
Wee.
Okay. Here's the word.
Oh yeah. I made you nervous.
Zillow
You're
set
be good. You've got it.
Okay, just so that you know, whenever we actually pull an article out, you know, I read the article and I highlight it and everything so that I know exactly what I'm talking about. And yes. If I for some reason I come to a word that I go, I'm gonna. It's like a speed bump. So look at you. You're already going over it in your head. I can actually tell. Yeah. Okay.
No, I was gonna say, you don't know the word. Sometimes you'll text me, and
I don't
even
know what it is.
Uncle Phil, that word means this.
Yeah. Thank you, Cameron.
Yeah, but this one yesterday, Uncle I was like, Phil. I don't know.
Yeah. Zillow set to debut AI generated floor plans to bid in a bid to boost browsing. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to get their computer stuff going. Okay, here we go. Okay. After what agents would deem an ignominious? Mm-hmm. Oh, look at me.
That's how I would pronounce it.
Ignominious end to its offers program, which offers program was them buying actual properties and trying to sell them.
Right.
Like OfferPad and everybody else. Right. In late 2021, Zillow announced it was recommitting itself to technological innovation, its sights set on becoming Zillow 2.0. What they're doing here is they're trying to take the information that they can possibly get and make a floor plan, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense because they've got...
I didn't understand this article when I read it, so...
Well, okay, so you've got a bunch of different ways to actually show a house, right?
Okay.
You get onto the MLS. You've got pictures, right, which everybody has. Then you've got, which I love to do, the drone stuff.
Yeah, your stuff
is
good.
And the video of the interior of the house, which should be enough.
Now they have the 3D ones, which are
They've
fun.
Got the 3D ones, mm-hmm. which I always get caught in a corner and then I can't get out of the corner.
Turn around, yeah.
So,
go sit in the corner and think about your decisions.
I'm stuck here. I must have done something wrong.
That's what Greg says.
But what they're saying is they're saying here that they're going to actually give you a. You can click on something; it'll give you kind of. It's not a paper floor plan, but it's like a black and white.
So
floor plan.
Zillow surfing has always been about imagining all the possibilities a move could bring. And Zillow Surfing 2.0 is bringing those possibilities to life in a much more interactive, realistic way. But so, I mean, so here's my question. So I look at my house, and now there's going to be technology. So Zillow's going to show me new floor plans that I could create in my house?
No.
That's
no.
what I'm saying. No.
It's your floor plan and what your house is.
Yeah. And but I don't need.
And you don't need that. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it says, thus, Zillow hopes its floor plan tech can remedy unnecessary listings. A listing visits while offering enough visual due diligence to serious buyers to move faster, in turn helping agents get deals done with less friction. I understand. It says an hour of teleporting through interactive floor plans on Zillow can replace an afternoon or longer of scheduling tours and driving around town to see homes in person. Well, I get that at $5 a gallon. That makes sense. But, right?
Yeah, but also, come on. I mean, I think... Bottom line, if you're going to buy a house, you would prefer to physically see it. I understand if you're moving out of state, there's, you know, different circumstances, but I think ultimately you're going to want to actually go and see the house. So, like, I appreciate this, but I just don't know how necessary or successful it's going to be. And Phil's trying
silly.
To be dramatic and throw away the article, and it didn't quite land on the floor.
It's silly.
I think it is.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You know, they got to come up with new stuff. I get it.
Well, you know what? It's the hook. They're saying, okay, guess what? We have something new, so start getting it. And people will, if people actually start getting back on Zillow, they're going to realize that it doesn't, who cares? You know, it's a who cares.
I miss Zillow. I haven't been on Zillow in like a month.
That's okay. Don't go.
You loved when I would text you listings at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
He's like,
but now I sleep until 4, so now I don't want them at 3. It's funny. She was texting. We were texting back and forth, and it was like 9:15. She goes, "What are you doing up?"
Wait.
And I said,
shocked.
"Well, I'm waiting for the sun to go down because I actually wrapped my palm trees on my property with those lights,
little twinkle lights."
Yeah. It was kind
of
cool.
I know, they're so pretty.
Yep.
We have to tell the other part of the story. They're very pretty. So Phil and I are texting, and then there's no text, and I'm like, "Oh,
yeah." Lost him.
He fell asleep.
Lost him.
Jerk.
Yep. 9:30.
No, but then this morning he sends me like, "Bing." The palm trees are beautiful. It's got, they're so it's the cool. Bottom of the palm is wrapped. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
And then the second photo comes in, and it's, do you want me to describe it?
Sure,
describe
absolutely.
It? So it looks like if I were to ask my son Cameron, like, "Hey, here's a strand of lights. Go put it on that bush."
Go put it on
there. Like, legit, that's what it looks like. And I'm like, I'm so confused. Like, you paid American dollars for this. And so what happened? There's just one random, like, tree section in Phil's house that has, I'll show you the picture.
It's a really cool tree, actually. It's behind the jacuzzi.
No,
and
I'm
then
sure
the tree
lovely.
Goes up and out. And it's like this willow tree almost, but it's not. But it actually goes, and the guy actually wraps some of it around. And then all of a sudden he just went, so it goes up and around.
Whoa,
and then all of a sudden
cool.
It looked like he may have had some kind of a,
no,
hopefully not a stroke.
No, look at it. It's like a spasm or something.
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
not cute.
I like it. It's
no.
cool.
It was kind of like if a kid actually, decorated a Christmas tree.
That's what I just
and,
said.
And they just went, yeah. And
my
they
son,
threw
10-month-old, yeah, put some lights
yeah,
on it.
Just
bush.
Threw it to the top. Threw it to the top.
So we're going
to. So anyway, but then she texted me and so,
I'm like, no, that's out. Yeah. Let me know who I need to talk to if you need help.
Okay, last thing before we take another break is this has something to do with you and me. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's I put down here good news. I'm not sure why it's good news, so let me actually look at this again. Buyers of new homes spend double on first-year improvements, and this is analysis.
This is good news.
Well, look, hidden costs loom.
Is it because my home isn't new?
No. It's new home to you, right?
Well, but you didn't specify. Like, new home, like, just got built?
I haven't gotten into it.
Or new home, like, new to Greg and I?
Because I'm not sure. I'll have to read it.
All right, well, let's go into it.
So you stay tuned.
Okay.
Hidden costs loom large for buyers in the first year of home ownership. And no, they're not saying brand new homes.
Wait.
They're just saying first year improvements.
No, keep reading. The
okay.
sentence absolutely
and surprisingly,
says that.
That can be even more true with a new build.
Ha!
So, yeah. So this
go.
Is both of us.
Okay.
Okay. Buyers of
this
newly.
This is not cheerful.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I promise. I think. Buyers of newly built houses are even more likely to spend big on home improvements in their first year of ownership, according to data from the U.S. government's Consumer Expenditure Survey.
Turn off the show.
The National Association of Home Builders. Yeah, turn it down. The National Association of Home Builders crunched this survey and found that buyers of newly constructed homes spent an average of $11,930 on alterations and repairs in their first year of ownership. That's more than double the amount spent on improvements in the first year after purchasing an existing home. See?
I'm spending more than that before we even move in to update the
you're
house.
You're probably spending 10 times that amount.
No, on the house. But remember, we're doing the stairs and the master bathroom and stuff.
See, that's what I'm saying. The majority of that amount was spent on external improvements, including patios, pools, landscaping, and other
more
desirable.
Not touching the outside.
Yeah,
she's,
so it's all
done.
In your
she's very pretty.
Inside. Mm-hmm. A significant share of the first year spending also went toward appliances,
like a dishwasher. My house doesn't have a dishwasher.
But it's okay because it's gonna.
Well, it's plumbed for a dishwasher, so
you know
I picked
what
one
I saw?
Out. I'm buying it tomorrow.
You know what I saw?
What
I saw
see?
A drawer dishwasher.
They're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. She's got to get a drawer dishwasher because they put in an island. And so
a
regular dishwasher,
we're getting a dishwasher.
Wouldn't open.
Yeah, because my banjo playing dishwasher is at home all the time, so I need to get an actual one.
There. Buyers of new homes spent $4,254 on appliances in the first year of ownership. It didn't come with appliances?
It says compared to buyers of existing homes.
Yeah,
so that's good.
No, I understand that, but if you buy a new home, didn't it come with an appliance?
Apparently not.
Okay, that's weird.
Not the new builds. Those wouldn't come with an appliance necessarily.
Oh, sure. Oh, yes. They all do.
Not always.
In 30 years, I've never seen. Well,
okay.
A new build. Now, are you talking about a track new build or maybe a custom? Oh, a custom new build. Maybe not. I'm not sure.
I wish you guys could see Phil's
face. Is this our
face.
First argument?
We're not arguing. I'll agree to you. I'm just saying. Okay.
I've just never seen an actual new tract home being built, and they move in and go, I guess we should
there's
go
no
buy
fridge,
some appliances
no fridge
now.
For you.
Oh, you know, a fridge. Yeah. Doesn't come with a fridge.
Well, why are you arguing with me then?
Are we arguing? Is this our first fight?
But, and if this is our first fight, then this is actually... Greg's like, I wish I argued with her like that. Way easier.
Okay, you know what? That makes sense. Okay. And then maybe trash compactor too.
Fair.
Washer, dryer. These are things that it doesn't come with.
Right.
You're absolutely
That's
right.
what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, see that? God, you're so much smarter than
no,
I am.
No, I'm not. I'm just highly realistic. And I read the articles.
You know what?
Thoroughly. Patty's glaring at me. We have to take a break.
I know.
Okay.
What do we have to sell?
Well, we'll finish the argument and we'll come back and we'll pick this back up.
Okay. All just right. don't hit me this time.
I will not. Stay with us. Take control.
Hey, okay, welcome back to this craziness. it's Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I'm still your friend in the real estate business, Phil Nardella, Taylor Williams Moniz, amazing, amazing attorney at Donahoe, Young & Williams.
Thank you.
And Patrick, too, our illegitimate son.
Hey-o.
Hey. Okay. We have, like, no time for this third segment.
No, we don't. But no. Open Door expands.
That clock is wrong. Don't look at that.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Oh, shoot. Is it?
Yeah, that's why I look at that one. That's the official one.
It's like one
They're not that
second.
Far, but this
it's
one.
It's like one second. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. 1 second. Open Door expands into three new markets, hits 50 market milestone. That's great. They just open up another
Your
couple
face.
Of markets just for them to crash and burn.
You're so mean.
No, I'm not. Well,
that was mean.
I don't like them.
I know you don't like
yeah.
them.
Yeah. And it's not.
It's not a good idea.
You know what's weird?
That
I feel.
Is
you
weird.
Know what I feel bad? I feel bad right now. Compass.
Mm-hmm.
They left 10 off. They laid off 10% of their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Redfin.
That's
the problem with
one.
Redfin is, you know what? They've got agents out there, and the agents are like, "Yay! Guess what? I got a job, and they pay me a monthly fee because I don't want to actually deal with actually having to just work on commission." Blah blah blah. They pay me a monthly fee, and they give me 2 weeks vacation a year, and then all of a sudden the market just turns, and they're like, "Cool, I just lost my job."
I know it's volatile. Yeah, it's yeah. difficult. It's
so anyway, hey,
industry.
Guess what? Oh, what? Britney Spears! Come on,
got
let's talk
married.
About Britney Spears. She got married.
Yeah.
Newlywed Britney Spears secures $11.8 million California mansion shortly after Spears' wedding last week with actor Sam Asghari.
I don't know.
Fine. The pop icon's car was seen parked with moving trucks at a recently sold mansion outside L.A. Fresh off her wedding last week.
Where is it?
It's in Calabasas.
Of course. Yep.
The home recently sold for $11.8 million, according to its Zillow page. They don't even know whether she actually bought it. The only reason why they think that she did
car is out
it's because
there.
Her car and the moving van's there with her car. So
okay.
they're figuring, okay, she bought it. The 11,650 square foot home.
What?
Say that again?
11,650 square foot home sits on a spacious 1.6 acre lot.
You would think it would go for more than that.
You would think. Built yeah. in 2009, it boasts seven bedrooms, nine. Seven
Your
bedrooms,
favorite.
Nine bathrooms.
It makes sense. Get over the bathroom
sure.
thing.
Sure. A large primary kitchen and a host of indoor and outdoor features. A massive foyer with a 33-foot high ceiling greets visitors when they walk in.
33 feet.
That's high,
big.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's real big.
You know, 20 feet is huge.
Yeah.
33 feet is ridiculous. The wide arch hallways.
We
Whoa.
Have a whole
what the
minute.
Heck?
We have more than a minute.
You're coming in early, kid.
No, it's always 1 minute. It's
underneath. Wait till we have 1 minute. Wait,
it's 1 minute.
Wait. 41.
Wait for
now
it.
You can do the 1 minute.
I said 31.
All right. Well, anyway, hey, good for her.
Anyway, she got married. She's buying a house. Let's all go on a field trip and see it.
But this is the cool thing about it, real quick.
You better.
The listing description posted by Zillow also describes an entire large room reserved for gift wrapping. A host of the features include a pet washing basin. That would be cool.
I'm here for the pet washing.
Yep.
So if someone wants to go see that house or a similar one, how would they find you?
They get me at philnardella.com or they can call me at 661-312-3561. How about you?
661-259-9000 or dywlaw.com. Everyone, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.
Hope it wasn't too crazy.
Woo. Everyone, go learn
Thanks.
Your instrument rating.